Israel in Gaza for Guardian Unlimited. There's been quite a high turnout already for the Palestinian election. Having visited the south of the Gaza Strip, Rafah and Khan Yunis, and towns in the north, such as Beit Hanun, which is already a Hamas-run town, there's quite a lot of enthusiasm for voting. People here feel that for the first time there's a genuine competition in a national election for power. The last parliamentary elections were 10 years ago, and at that time it was very obvious that Fatah was going to be the overwhelming winner, much the same with presidential elections that have taken place. But this election looks as though it will produce a win for Hamas in the sense that it will break Fatah's grip on power. Fatah will probably emerge as without an absolute majority in parliament, and Hamas will probably be in a position to join a coalition government if that's what both the parties want. Many people are going to the polls have a very clear idea why they're voting. Many people are voting against Fatah because they're disillusioned with the present government, particularly with corruption and lack of delivery of services. But many of those who are voting for Fatah say that it still remains the best hope for a negotiated peace with Israel, that Hamas, because of its method of attack against Israel, principally suicide bombings, because of its denial of Israel's right to exist, makes it an unlikely negotiating partner with Israel, and they feel that that can only make the situation worse for them. There seems to be a very high turnout amongst women. In a lot of these polling stations, there seem to be more women queuing up than men. When we ask women why they thought that might be the case, lots of them said that if they're in some cases it was simply that their husbands were at work, but others said that they were the ones who bore the brunt of the difficulties of life, having to look after children, not having much money, and that they felt more strongly about getting out early and voting. The results aren't expected. The countings will begin tonight, but the final results probably won't be out until Friday. There's a rather complex system in that there's 132 seats in Parliament which are evenly divided between proportional representation and directly elected through constituencies. The constituency votes begin tonight. Vote counting begins this evening immediately after the polls close at 7 o'clock. And the first of those results should start to come out during the night. But the national results might take a bit longer, and the Palestinian Electoral Commission is saying that it expects the final results to be declared on Friday evening.